If you doubled the number of houses on my street and filled all those houses with immigrants, the nearest person to me would still be far away, because I live in the countryside. How would it be on your street? Coming up on the Anti-Woke Podcast. The Honestly Podcast has a guy who writes for The Atlantic on, and they're talking about what's the difference between Biden having a bunch of top secret documents and Trump having a bunch of top secret documents. And he had a good, honest answer. He said, the difference is Trump is a bad person and Joe Biden is a good man. You know, this is not a court of law. You can't separate the crime from the person. You know, whether or not a person is good or not counts. In The Atlantic, I think it's a magazine still, but it's also a website. And they used to be one of my favorites. They held out against becoming Trump deranged for a lot longer than other mainstream media outlets. I mean, they're completely deranged now, but for a long time they weren't. And it wasn't January 6th that deranged them. They were deranged before that. And then he brought up an idea that's interesting. He said that crime is the best means of wealth redistribution when the government won't do it. You know, America's racist and you can't get a job? Well, steal stuff from Walgreens. And obviously I don't agree with that. I mean, it's kind of a joke, but it's kind of true, one of those things. I should say it is a joke because there's a kernel of truth in there. Let's see. The kernel of truth is that people kind of believe that. Like, you know, California, I think they changed the amount of stuff you can steal to $950. Anything below like $950, it's fine. And then something funny happened on the immigration front. The governor of Colorado has been shipping illegal immigrants to Chicago and New York. And if that sounds familiar, it's because the Texas governor and the Florida governor have done the same thing. But the amusing twist is that those two governors are Republicans, and the Colorado governor is a Democrat. Sounds like a Democrat who wants to be president to me. Like, if you go back to 2020, when it was Biden trying to get the nomination versus, you know, Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris, etc., Biden was basically the anti-woke one, or at least that's what people thought. You know, maybe in comparison he was the anti-woke one, or he was the anti-woke one. You know, it turns out I think he's too old and other people are running the government since he took over and they are all woke. But anyways, like, Democrats chose the anti-woke one. So if it's you versus a bunch of, you know, if there's one anti-woke candidate and then 20 woke candidates, they split their side of the vote and you can win. And so I kind of say the same thing here on this podcast. But anyways, this Atlanta guy jumped in and was very clear. He says it more clearly, I think, than I do it. I think I'm going to be more clear in the future. But he said, you know, the difference between those Republicans doing it and that Democrat doing it is that, you know, Republicans, you know that they're doing it for bad reasons because they're bad people. And Democrats are good people, so that guy must be doing it for a good reason. My guess is that 1 in 100 people on the left would understand that that's how they make their decision making. And you know what? I am kind of on the left, even though it may not sound like it, so I may be that 1 in 100. And I've been thinking about doing a podcast on immigration, but I was waiting for something big enough to talk about anyways, which hasn't really happened, so just throw in some more stuff here. I guess 3 million immigrants came in, illegal immigrants came in this year. I don't know how many legal ones. I think we get like 1 million. I think we get 2 million legal each year. Don't quote me on that. It's 1 or 2 million. And so we just got 3 million illegal, which I think, well, it's by far the most ever. I think the most in a year ever before this was 2 million. And these numbers are probably low also. It's hard to count illegal immigrants. But so America gained, you know, 4 or 5 million people in the last year. And like that's, you know, that's like the size of a decent state. It's like if you did a Thanos snap and all of a sudden there was a person, you know, for every person in Arizona there was an illegal immigrant standing next to them. And you went, snap your fingers, there they were, and then boom, they went out and moved to the rest of America. And so I guess the year before that, I think that was the second highest year, so that'd be 3 or 4 million immigrants. I guess this is all immigrants. 3 or 4 million immigrants came in last year, so that'd be like every person in Oregon has an immigrant standing next to them. And then boom, you spread those out to the rest of the country. I mean, even at this rate, it'd still take 70 years to double the population of America. And I guess, thankfully, I live in the countryside, because, you know, if you doubled the number of houses on my street and filled them all with immigrants, the people would still be far away from me. And Biden has been making noises about changing the rules to stop so many immigrants. You know, you want them to not even try and come here, he says, his administration says. He hasn't actually done anything that will stop them from coming, but he's making those noises because there's an election coming up. You gotta tack to the center. You go far left your first 2 years, and then you go back to the center to try and get reelected. And someone was saying, you know, illegal immigrants, they got smartphones. They know how to use Google Translate. They keep an eye on American politics, and they can see right now is a good time to get in. And also that things might change here in a bit. So if 2022 was 3 million, I don't see why 2023 can't be, 5 million? And as a reminder, there is a way to clamp down on this immigration if you really want to do it. They created it, 20 years ago or something. It's called E-Verify. And it means you can't work in America without a valid social security number. And if your company hires someone and pay, and has a worker who's not E-Verified, then that company gets sanctioned hard. Which means that if, say, Walmart hires a landscaping company to, mow the lawn next to the sidewalk in front of the building every week, then Walmart could be in trouble. And so, boom, Walmart's in trouble. Now that landscaping company is in trouble. Boom, now even the landscapers have to be, valid people who are legally allowed to work. And what's interesting, an interesting thing about E-Verify is you never, ever hear anyone talk about it. Because if people were aware of it, there would be support for it. Like Trump never brought it up. He could have been talking about E-Verify all day long. Supposedly he wanted to build a wall. He could have just been talking about E-Verify every speech. But he didn't do that. Because illegal immigrants, that's good for rich people. Trump wanted to help the rich people. He did help the rich people. And he didn't want to hurt them at all. So that's why he never brought up E-Verify. He's like, that's too hard on businesses. We're not doing that. I think that was the quote. That was I looked up Trump and E-Verify. I think he mentioned it once to say, nah. I think it might have been created by Clinton, in the Clinton years. It might have been created by Democrats back in the day. Times have changed. Obviously, they're not mentioning it. And then there's another thing that I will hear sometimes, which is that illegal immigrants are no more criminal than your everyday American, average American. And I feel like I used to hear that more. I haven't heard that one in a while. And it's going to depend on how you play with the numbers, but I think illegal and legal immigrants are disproportionately young men. And young men are definitely disproportionately more criminal than any other group. So I think just by that fact, they must be more criminal. And then here's the stat that I really want. Obviously, you don't touch this. The mainstream media, the Harvard professor who studies this stuff, no one's going to touch any of this with a 10-foot pole. But I think illegal immigrants are starting to be homeless people. If I got off a bus in downtown New York and I didn't know anyone in the whole country, I'm pretty sure I'd be homeless, at least for a little while. So I wish I knew how many illegal immigrants have become homeless now. And because I'm pretty sure if you're homeless, you're also more likely to commit crimes. If I was homeless and I was starving to death, I'd probably steal something. All right, this is not the Black Lives Matter person where they're like, oh, he's just stealing to feed his family and then, he uses it to buy drugs or something. Like, these people really would be. They wouldn't be on drugs yet, and they would be needing food. That makes me wonder just how going to prison makes you more of a criminal. I wonder if being homeless makes you more likely to become a drug addict. An art history professor at a Minnesota university was fired for showing a picture of Muhammad in class. And it was like a 14th century work of art made by a Muslim for Muslims, exalting Muhammad. And because of this, I learned that not all Muslims are against depictions of Muhammad. Apparently it's more of a, the hardcore Muslims and maybe the Arab Muslims. So the Sunni probably, maybe the Shia, the Turkish Muslims, it's okay with them. And of course we all learned about this, maybe 10 years ago. There's a newspaper or magazine in France called Charlie Hebdo, where they did a draw Muhammad issue. And then I think, I don't know, maybe three or four Muslims went there with guns and killed a bunch of people. I mean, don't quote me on the number of people, and they could have used bombs, but I think it was a lot of people and guns. But anyways, the diversion, that's what you do when you get caught drinking and driving. The diversity person at the university, the high up, you know, vice president or something. Anyways, she fired the professor. And she said, you know, she gave some reasons. You know, people are like, why the hell are you firing this professor? And she mentioned one thing. It was for the safety of the students, the Muslim students. You know, they shouldn't have to see a picture of Muhammad. That would be unsafe for them. And it just made me think there is actually a safety issue. And I might support banning showing pictures of Muslims. And the reason why is because Muslims might come and kill your ass. That reminds me, I heard the other day that every year for New Year's Eve, black and brown people in France burn 1,000 cars. I mean, is it immigrants? Is it Muslims? Is it young men? The answer is, at least to some degree, yes. I mean, it's probably the children of immigrants and people who don't go to mosque like their grandparents did, but you get the idea. Anyways, that's just a lot of burned cars. I mean, how many cars would get burned in the summer of love of George Floyd? I mean, you know, probably 1,000. I really have no idea. I know they did $2 billion worth of damage, which is buildings and cars, I think. I don't think that includes people being hurt. But anyways, they got something that's kind of like our riots, apparently, every year. And they do it on the New Year's. And then they just send out a ton of cops to try and stop it. And actually, you know, I will say that this past year, I think they only burned like 850, and that was a, whatever. They put out enough cops, they got it under a grand. And then the mainstream media over there, and obviously over here, doesn't ever mention this stuff because, I guess for a while, different parts of France were competing against each other to see who could burn more. And so, apparently the New York Times kind of did an article on this, broke the story, and when you read the story, they didn't show the picture. You had to click on something to go to another page to see the picture. So, you know, they were protecting you, dear reader. And the professor knew that, whatever, there might be a controversy. I'm sure she didn't know she was about to get fired, but she put out a trigger warning to her whole class. She told the whole class, hey, we're gonna be looking at a picture of Muhammad, you know, and no student objected at the time. They later went and complained to the higher ups and got her fired, But there's some research that giving people trigger warnings makes them triggered. They were gonna be fine if you just would have done it and not said nothing. It would have been fine, but when you say, hey, get ready, there's this thing that might make you really upset, that's what makes them get really upset. And, you know, trigger warnings are a woke thing. So basically, a woke professor may have triggered her students with her wokeness, and then, you know, woke all the way down, just like the turtles, and kind of got herself fired. I mean, I don't know if that's true, but that would be it's a nice little story. Twitter handle @AntiWokePodcast, and thanks for listening.